أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, inshallah, we're going to talk about one of the most important story Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us in Quran. And before we start, we have to know why this story is important. Story of Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, and his father Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, is unique. And to understand the story, we have to go to the sequence of revelation. A piece of knowledge I will share it with you is Surah Yusuf, the chapter of Yusuf, Joseph alayhi salam, is Makkiyah. Makkiyah meaning it revealed in Mecca. And actually, if you look in the Quran, 2/3 of the Quran revealed in Mecca. 2/3 of the Quran revealed in Mecca. And the Quran in Mecca talking about only one topic: how to build Iman, how to build faith. And this particular surah, it came in a special time, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know what time is that? It was close to the 9th year of the beginning of da'wah, beginning of revelation. This year, it was the most heaviest calamity in the life of the Prophet, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from him the most supporter he has, Khadija radiallahu anha, his wife, and his uncle Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib. Now, his uncle was supporter because he was a figure, and his wife was supporter with money and dignity and support for him. Now all the support has been taken. The disbeliever of the Mecca people and his own tribe and the surrounding tribes, he was engaging in heavy torture and oppressor against the Prophet and the new Muslim. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose this particular group of surahs? Not only Joseph, Hud, Maryam, Taha, Ibrahim, all the stories and all the chapters in Quran starting with the name of a Prophet, all of them has been revealed in approximately 1 year or less. And all of them came in the year of Kul Aam al-Huzn, the year of sadness, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has no any support. What's the teaching in here? The teaching in here from Allah to his own Prophet and his own new Muslim, and to be a teaching and lesson for all of us, what happened to us when all the surrounding against us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he want to tell the Prophet, what you going through is normal. And remember all the Prophet and Messenger before you, what they have been going through before you. Can you see it now? By this way, they call it the chapters of support. It was a sequence of a support message from Allah to his Prophet. What also is he call it the calmness, the tranquility surah. So I want to tell you, if you're going through a calamity, think what the people went through before you. Because anyone you embrace Islam, you have to go through a calamity. And according to your level of iman, faith, the calamity will increase. Today, why we do not have too much calamity? Because our iman is weak. By this way, very simple. The main lesson in here is, the main wisdom of the surah is to give us a picture of what happened before to all messenger and prophet and what kind of calamity they went through. And also is, you find out in the end of any chapter, wonder what happened. In the end of any chapter, advice from Allah. This advice for what will happen and what Allah wants us to learn. And this was a unique chapter also. It is the only chapter has been designated to only one story. Not only that, we will find out is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called it the best stories. And we have to remember what we said before. The stories in the Quran has a wisdom. What is the wisdom behind it? We have to remember, what is the wisdom behind it? And we're going to go through it step by step, and we see inshallah. Who's Joseph? Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam, he's one of the son of Jacob. Jacob is Yaqub alayhi salam, he has 11 sons. The 11th son is, the last two is Yusuf alayhi salam and Binyamin. The smallest youngest one. And we'll see now what happened. Yusuf alayhi salam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem. Yusuf ibn Yaqub, Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Ibrahim. Joseph, the son of Yaqub, Jacob, the son of Ishaq, Isaac, the son of Ibrahim, Abraham. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the wisdom when he was young. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him knowledge even from his childhood. And we can see every one messenger or prophet, he has different quality and different unique, you know, characteristics giving gift by Allah different than other one. For a wisdom, Allah knew. A young man growing in the lap of his father. And who's his father? One of the Almighty Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, we can figure out what is important about it. And in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, A'udhu billahi sami'il alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Ra. آيات الكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of Surah Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, Alif Lam Ra, this is a sign and this is a letter from Arabic language. And after that he said, this is a revelation, this is verses from the book, the truth book. We reveal it to you, Quran, by Arabic language, maybe you will comprehend and understand. We, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will give you and we will tell you about the best stories of what we revealed to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this Quran. And before that, you, and when Allah said you doesn't mean Muhammad only, but all the people, you was astray, you was not in a state of knowledge, in a state of ignorance, in a state of no comprehending, ghafil. Also in here, a point very important. One of the miracles of Quran to prove Quran is a word of God, the word of the Creator. How a man in Arabic Peninsula coming with a story like that, with complete detail, when this story, it happened already many, many thousand years before. You see? By this way, one of the miracles of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah gave him the knowledge of the unseen knowledge of things happening in the past, nobody know it. By this way, remember, one of the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad is the knowledge. Knowledge of the unseen, knowledge of a past, which is nobody know. Nobody have, is different than any another messenger and prophet. Why? Because this particular miracle, we can understand it and comprehend it until today. Because if he came with a physical miracle, he said, I do not know. How I know it happened? But when we said, an Arabic man in Arabic Peninsula, he's illiterate, and he giving us all this story, how he can get it from? Where are the sources? By this way, this was a miracle from Allah to him to prove he is a prophet. Also is, like I said before, is a reminder of all messenger and prophet, what happened to them, what they went through. How many calamity, how many struggle, how many obstacle, how many family problem, in their own problem, in own family, they went through it. And how much they are commanded to do immigration and leave their land, their family, everybody for Allah. By this way, we go now to Yaqub alayhi salam. We said he have 11 sons, including Yusuf alayhi salam and Binyamin, meaning all together would be what? 12. By the way, the total of sons of Yaqub, Jacob, was 12. Include the son, the youngest one is Benjamin, which is the youngest after Yusuf alayhi salam. And Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, he went to a lot of calamity in his own family. Imagine we see, and we're going to know now. It was a unity. Unity of all the children, all the brothers against the two youngest ones. They do not like them. Why they do not like them? Because he said, our father, he loved both of them more than us. And also in here, a wisdom. Why Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam, he loves this particular two? Can a prophet or messenger make a mistake? No. Because prophet and messenger do not make mistakes. And also another point in here. Prophet and messenger from childhood, they get quality nobody have. Meaning also, according to the majority of a Muslim scholar, the rest of the brother of Joseph, they not a prophet, they not messenger. Why? Because we're going to see they did many mischief, and they disobey Allah in many situations. And they've been tempted too many times by the devil. Prophet and messenger, they do not be tempted by the devil. Allah saved them from that. Allah make them set example for all of us. Also is a reminder for all of us how much Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, with the knowledge of revelation and the special knowledge between him and Allah, because messenger and prophet, they have unique knowledge more than any one of us. This unique knowledge to build faith, to have complete faith between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for all this, he going through a calamity. For a wisdom, Allah knows. And by the way, Yusuf alayhi salam, his story has been given in Quran in more than 26 verses, including Surah chapter Yusuf, Surah Al-An'am, and Ghafir. And this unique story, it's the only one have been given this important amount of knowledge in Quran about one person. Also, we have to remember the love of a man for his own child, we cannot control. Because the heart, like the Prophet ﷺ said, the heart is between the two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He changed the way he wanted. But doesn't mean we do injustice with our children. Love can be unique for different child. But you have to show justice and kindness to all of them. Very important. And otherwise you generate jealousy and envy. Similar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam between his wives, he used to say, oh Allah, I try to do justice of what I have, and forgive me for what I do not have. And he facing his finger to his heart, because the heart is belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I said before, he choose messenger and prophet with certain unique physical appearance, physical characteristics, and morals, value, everything is unique more than anybody else. Also, we have to remember Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam, he was what Allah put in his heart. He saw Joseph from his childhood. He has a unique personality. He has a unique characters. He has a unique knowledge. He has this high status in knowledge, in characters, in beauty, in physical, everything. He knows something is going on. Meaning Allah chose him, Joseph, to be giving the message later on. Because we're going to know by later on, is usually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends revelation in men around the age of 40. Not before that. But Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam, was on his own sense of knowledge as a prophet. He discovered, most likely, without no doubt, Joseph will have it. Yeah, Yusuf alayhi salam. At this time, wonder what happened. We know, we studied in Adam alayhi salam. What is the first disease? Envy.
Jealousy.
Envy and jealousy. And this envy generated in the heart of the brother of Joseph, generating a problem. Now the rest of the brother start having disliking, hating. And we have to know, is envy something we allow to have? No. It's something from Shaitan, the devil, Satan. It's something so ugly. Because if Allah chose Joseph, what's the problem? If Allah chose him and give him the quality, who give him the quality? Allah. Who did not give me this quality? Allah. Meaning Allah, for his own wisdom, he chose certain person, give him certain quality, certain beauty more than me. Why I get upset? If I get upset, I'm not upsetting as a person. I'm upsetting from what Allah make decision about. And this is a crime against Allah. And this brings a person away from the mercy of Allah. It is one of the most crime a person can have, jealousy or hate or envy. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he already with his own knowledge and his own wisdom, he decided whom to have what. If I believe in that and I believe Allah is just, I have no right. The only thing I have, I said, thank you Allah for what you offer me. And this is what Allah wants. And this is why Allah in Surah Al-An'am, he said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجعلنا بعضكم فوق بعض درجات لنبلوكم فيما آتاكم. We create you with different level above each other to trial you. By this way, different level in money, different level in beauty, different level of anything, knowledge, status, you name it, giving, taking, is all giving and taking by Allah. Nobody has nothing to do with it. What's the main wisdom about it? To see if we contend or not. If we will be content with what Allah give us or not. And I have in any given time to believe, without no doubt, what Allah give me is the best for me. Only if I know. What about if I'm missing certain quality I do not have? I know is a wisdom behind it, but I do not know all the wisdom of Allah. No way. Nobody have it. Even Messenger and Prophet, they have certain wisdom, but they do not have all the wisdom. And this one of the problem today we have. Because the moment you start having envy and jealousy, you have no content. And you start hating. And the moment you start hating in your heart is ugly and very darkness. Shaitan, the Satan, will use it for something else to make you committing different crime. And this is what we will see now. By this way, the Satan Shaitan, he developed this feeling inside the brothers of Joseph alayhi salam. And listen to what's happening now. Now they gather together. And look to the steps and the net of Shaitan, the devil. One of the brother, I do not know exactly the detail because it is different report, which said what? One of them he said, and you have to remember, if you hear what he said, each brother to each other, is really the brother who's the one he's saying it, or the devil? Who's whispering to them? Is the devil. By the way, the devil is whispering to each brother and bubble him up. But why he bubble each brother? Because he already has the hate. Shaitan cannot bubble you up and build you with some hate unless you already have the sickness, which is the envy. You see how it goes? I want you to focus with me, please. Now, wonder what happened. One of them, he said, what do you think? Our father loved him more than us. We won't get rid of him. Look to the steps of Shaitan. Another one said, no. Don't kill him. Shaitan always, the status of Shaitan always tried to make you do something less. He will never ask you to do something big. He give it to you in a state of advice. It's almost like tell them, kill them, but do not kill them. Kill Joseph, but do not kill him. Can you see it now? I hope you focus with me to understand the sequence. The another brother, he said, no. What about get him away? Put him somewhere far away. Throw him away. Meaning take him in another village or another town and throw him away. Now, look at the sequence. Another brother, he said, what about take him and try to do something with him? But still, the Shaitan is whispering. Can you see now? This is the fruit of envy and jealousy. The fruit of jealousy and envy is the Shaitan, the Satan will allow you to commit crime. He will never allow it to go like that. You cannot have envy and that's it. Envy is a disease. But the Shaitan use it to make you commit many crime. And again, remember, who is the one giving the destiny between people? It's Allah. By this way, we have to keep in our heart qadr, destiny, and provision. And the one who divided everything is Allah. For wisdom, Allah knows. And we have to remember what happened to the devil when he have envy over Adam when he been created. And he said, I am better than him. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You create me from fire and you create him from clay. We talk about it when we were talking about Adam alayhi salam. Because envy will generate how many disease? Over 60 disease. Envy will not be the end. Envy will be the beginning. Because envy will generate what? Jealousy. Hate. Arrogant. Ignorant. Hate. Blindness. Darkness. And this is all the mother of all the problem. Can you see it? Another one, he said, we work more than him. Why our father love him more than us? We the one we do the work. How our father choose him and make him sit next to him? Finally, like always, Shaitan always what he do? He make you do the ugly jobs, the ugly things, but with different name. He rename it in a nice, smooth name. By this way, it make it easy for you. It make you accept it. And one person, one of the brother, he said, drop him down. Meaning like fight with him and do something about it. Fix him. And all of a sudden, look at how the devil go do. One of the brother, he said, oh, what about throw him in a well? By this way, we do not see any crime. We did not do anything. Either a snake will bite him and didn't care about him, or in the darkness of the well, he will drown, or somebody will come take him away and will be finished from him. Now the shaitan bubble everybody. Wow, good idea. But how we can make it? Now you see now the sequence of shaitan? First whisper. Second, make you believe about what you whisper about. Third, make you like it. Now let's put it in action. They said, our father always have Joseph with him. He will never allow us to take Joseph. Ya Yusuf alayhi salam. How we can make him allow Yusuf alayhi salam to come with us? He said, you know, we will ask him, you know, he's so, you know, sitting alone, let him come with us, play, be happy, you know, we'll take care about him. And look with the wisdom of Allah. And before this moment, let's read a one verse in Quran. It tells us what's going on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفْ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٍ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. In the story of Joseph and his brother, signs to whom who wonder and wonder and think. Now they keep now pushing the father. They keep bubbling the father to accept the idea. And he said, oh, our father, why you do not have security and peace in your heart to leave Joseph with us? You see, we are so advisable and we will protect him. Now, look how the scenario was going. Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam, he said, oh my sons, I will be sad and sorry if you take my son and the wolf will eat him. And maybe you do not give him intention. And in here is a wisdom about the prophecy of Jacob. He tell them the answer of what they want to do. Means he won't throw him in a well, but they do not know what story to come with. To Jacob, when's he doing it? They looking for the perfect story, the perfect crime. But you know, it's no perfect crime. Now they know what to do, and Allah allow the father to give him the idea what they going to say when they come back after they committing their own crime. And this is take us to when Yusuf alayhi salam was young, what he said. He said, "Oh my father, I saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I find them to me prostrating the ground." What Jacob said, he right away he realized it. He said, "Oh Joseph, don't give the story. Don't say it to nobody. Your brother will be envy you." Right away he know. Right away he know. He know he has a status. Prostrating to each other at this time was allowed. They call it sajdat tashrif. Prostrate of respect, not prostrate of worship. And Allah and Jacob, he asked him, he said, "Remember my son, Shaitan, the Satan, always making calamity and trial between people and destroy their connection. He's your enemy. Don't say nothing to nobody." And in here also we learn from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Take care about your affair by being silent. When you are in the middle of goodness coming to you, do not talk about it, because people will envy you." Even if you have a good dream, the Prophet advised us, don't say it to nobody except the people who love you. And also he tell him, "My son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he choosing you. And he will give you the knowledge and wisdom. And he will teach you from a knowledge nobody ever have." Similar to what Allah have been giving Isaac and Abraham, Ishaq, wa Ibrahim. Again, the belief of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been giving to Jacob, Yaqub, of the wisdom and the long vision. And this one of the sign of prophecy. They know what's coming ahead. Because it's only knowledge, only one who know it is the Creator, the only one. By this way, he given it to them for wisdom, Allah knows. Now let's go back to the scenario. When Jacob tells his brothers, his sons, what happened if you take him and the wolf will eat him? They said, "Oh, our father, if the wolf eat him, we will be a failure. We will be a failure. And we will be a loser. Don't worry." And at this moment, with all the knowledge and wisdom of Jacob, he know Qadr is going and going. Destiny, it has to take place. He left them. He let Joseph to go. And he have faith in what Allah promised. Because the dream. Can you see? Now in here some question for us to learn. Imagine these children, this young youth, these are brothers, going to commit a crime against their own brother. And they're working with sheep and goat. Do you know sheep and goat? They're loving each other. They're very humble and humility to each other. They do not get the message. You never see a sheep killing a sheep. A goat killing a goat? No, only us as a human being. At this moment, look at the blindness as a price of envy. Envy and jealousy is a blind. It destroy you and destroy other. And the shaitan use you as a tool to destroy you and destroy other. See it, because this is a main wisdom now, the major, the whole problem starts by envy. Now how everyone as a brother thinking about it, how to kill his own brother. And not only that, they are brother from the seed of Prophet. A seed of a prophet and messenger. And they can do that. Now they sit down thinking, what are they going to do? The crime going to be complete. They find a small sheep. They slaughter it. They call Joseph, come on Joseph. According to the report, at this time he was in the age between like 11, 13 years old, approximately. Come on, let's play, hop! They take his shirt out. And they take him, tie him, throw him in the well. Take the shirt, get the sheep, slaughter it, get the blood, throw it in the shirt. Now they go into the father, Oh my father, he's a wolf eat our son, our brother, Joseph, the wolf eat him. One of the first things when they give it to Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam, he looked to the shirt has no any cuts. How the wolf eat a boy and the shirt full of blood but no cuts, no holes. No, what do you call it, fang? Fang is correct? You know? Is no fangs. Is no, you know, bites. No any nails cut. No scratches. Meaning, automatically he know something has been cooked. Z already did something. And in here, the old people used to say, the wolf is pure from the sins of people who always claim the wolf did it. And always we have to remember, always the criminal forgets something. They claim all this big story, but they forget to have some ribs, you know, in a shirt. And they send the shirt, you neat and clean, but only have some blood. And in here, Al-Quran, he described their crying and the blood as a lie blood. Why is a lie blood? Because he claimed something is not true. It's not the blood is lying. No, their action is a lie. And Jacob right away he said, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ أَمْرًا. But your desire have been allow you to plot and plan something. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Beautiful patience from Allah to what Allah have been written. What we learn at this moment? First thing is what? Patient. What we going to do? What he can do? He go nuts? No. Patient. And this is the beginning of the journey of Iman for whom? Joseph. Yusuf alayhi salam. And a trial from whom? Jacob as a father. Do you know according to some report, how long before? No, I cannot say that. I will say it in the right time. What will happen? We go step by step. Right? Right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وأوحينا إليه لتنبئنهم بأمرهم هذا وهم لا يشعرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed to Jacob, tell them about what they plot and plan and they do not feel it. Because a person always in a state of a crime, he do not see himself, he did a crime, he didn't do anything. Always, I didn't do it, you did it, somebody did it, I didn't do. And with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a traveler, a caravan coming, and he find, they said to some of the people in the caravan, please go get us some water. He go try to get some water, he cannot carry the bucket. In a well, always a rope with a bucket. He tried to pull the rope is heavy. He said, what going on? What hanging with the bucket? Something is hanging. Come on, help me out. Another man, everybody's pulling. Wow, a boy, mashallah. Good merchant, right away. Something we can use it, we sell it, we make some money. By this way, the people who find him, the moment they saw him, they think about one thing. By the will of Allah, look at the wisdom. Let's take it to Egypt, to the market of slaves, and we sell him for some dirham, some cents. And even they do not even value him. By this way, imagine, number one trial for Joseph, his brother envy him and do not deal with him nicely. Second, plot and plan and throw him in the darkness of the well, of the unknown traveling. A journey you do not know, because you are in a well. Anything can happen. When, how, you do not know. Third, people coming and sell you. Now you become from a son of a prophet to a slave. People buy you and sell you with some sense, not even with big money. Now, a group of one of the big head of the government of Egypt, he have no kids and he need a slave to his wife. And he sent the group to collect some slave for him. This particular day they arrive is no children except Joseph. And he was looking for a big, muscular young man. They find a boy. They said, we do not need a young boy, we need a man. They said, please take him with anything. According to some report, they sent him like for 12 cents. You know, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the sharu bi thamanin bakh. Bakh, darahim ma'duda. Ma'duda, very few dirham, not even dinar. Dirham is almost like cent. Dinar like a dollar. But as you imagine, okay, take him, take him. And even in some reports, they said approximately 12 dirham, meaning every one of the people who pull the rope, he gets 3 cents. 4 or 5 people, 3 people, everybody get 3, 5 cents for Joseph. And he sold him. Not even sold with dignity, no, sold cheap. Imagine, you're standing there and somebody selling you for 15 cents or for 12 cents. And after that, these people took it to the governor of Egypt, who's in some reports he said the governor at this time, he was the head of the Department of Finance. Some another group said he was the head of the police and the army. Whatever it is, he was one of the head of the people of the government. And his wife is very pretty and she do not have children. What's the age of Yusuf at this time? Approximately 13 or maybe around 14 years old. Now he go living in the palace. Right away when they saw Yusuf, because Joseph, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Allah give him shatrul الحلاوة شطر الجمال. Allah give him half of the beauty. Who have all the beauty? Anybody know? No. Adam عليه السلام. Adam عليه السلام, Allah give him the most beauty. Joseph, Allah give him half of the beauty. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has no beauty. He has beauty mix with haiba, with respect. By the way, when you look at him, you cannot really look at him like Joseph. Joseph later on will talk about it when Allah gave him some haiba. But now, beauty. So beautiful. So beautiful. According to all the reports, nobody has beauty like Joseph. And the moment the woman saw him, she said, oh, maybe he can be like my son. I have no children. And look to the wisdom of Allah. Similar to what happened to Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salam. We'll talk about it in detail when we talk about Moses. When the wife of Fir'aun said, oh, leave him for me. I take him as a son. And he was killing all the men at this time. At this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said something beautiful. He said, for the wisdom and knowledge of Allah, we make Yusuf alayhi salam to have a status and he doesn't know. The journey of a status in the middle of calamity. Now, a second trial. Not a second, but now is what? Number four or five? Four. What's the number four trial? Now living in very luxury. Imagine from a boy have nothing, people walking with him for 12 cents, all of a sudden, now he's a very unique figure in a palace of the governor of Egypt at this time. Imagine now, is this not easy for you? Imagine from having nothing, you are a unique figure in the whole palace. You can do whatever you want. And everybody loves you. But we have to remember, Prophet and Messenger is protected by the will of Allah. Conditions do not affect them. They go through the condition, but by the will of Allah, they always be saved. And like I said before, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Utiya shatr al-husn." Allah give him so beautiful, half of the beauty. Nobody will have a beauty like him. Now he growing. Now he become a young man. Now the wife of this man, the owner of the palace, like any other status of these palaces, they have a lot of corruption. She been in love with him. Now she loves this young man. Her love grow. Now she built the desire. Now she wants a man. And now he's a prophet. Can a prophet do something like that? No way. By this way, we can know the adultery and fornication is very, very bad in Islam. It's a very high crime. Now is the time coming for the sixth calamity. Why? Look at one calamity after another. Now one day, she decorate herself and his young man in one room, boom, she closed the door, come, I want you. Now Joseph said, I cannot do that. My Rabb, at this time, Rabb meaning, not the Lord, because Rabb can mean many things, can be the Lord, which is Allah, the Almighty, can be the father or the owner of the house, can be the responsible person. But this way he said, my owner, which is your husband, he is good to me. I cannot do that. I cannot betray him in his own wife. Please, I do not want to do that. She was pushing for it. Teek, took, tak, teek, hop. She ran after him. Now he's running away from her. In the bedroom, and the door closed. He's running so fast towards the door, he opens the door. Who's in the front of him? Her husband. And in another report, he was one of her uncle. At this time, she was just grab him from the back. We can see also what happened when the desire of a male or female goes so much to the point it has no control. Now right away, like always, she's, oh, look, look, my husband, look what Joseph did. He tried to attack me in my house. It rings a bell. Always the sinner claim right away quick and drop it to somebody else. Ya Allah. Now, the uncle, he was a fair person. He said, let's see, if his shirt is cut from the front, he's guilty and she's saying the truth. And if the shirt cut from behind, she's guilty and he's innocent. And it is from your plot and plan. The plot and plan of woman is so great. And here we have to say something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talk about the plot and plan of a woman, he call it a great plot and plan. إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. When he talk about the plot and plan of shaitan, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. And the plot and plan of shaitan, the devil, is very weak. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the plot and plan of man, of devil, is very weak. The plot and plan of woman is so severe, great. Why? If woman allow herself to be in the hand of the devil, he can use her to be the most powerful, dangerous enemy to herself and society. And she can do a lot of mischief. And history is bear witness to that. And she said, what's the price for someone to act like that except to be in jail or torture? And he said, she tried to get me toward her, and I refuse. At this time, they look and they find the shirt has been cut from behind. Right away, the husband, look at the honesty and dignity of these people. He said, you are guilty. Ask your Lord to forgive you. It is from your plot and plan. But in meantime, he tell Yusuf alayhi salam, and Yusuf, أعرض عن هذا. Keep quiet. Finished. What happened is between us. Because he know. The moment something like this happened, you know the news of the palaces, and before you know it, the whole village or town know. And like usual, all the palaces, they try to close the door about topics, and still everything leak. You find in the history always, many mischief happen in the palaces, and everything is reported. You know that? Now all the women in Medina, all the women in the town, you see what happened? The wife of so and so did this and start. In a few days, the whole town talking about Joseph and the wife of the governor. Now, she's a woman. She let it go? No. She said, okay, I will give you a lesson. She invited them for a party. She make a big party, big gathering. And she said, Joseph, go, take a shower, decorate yourself with the best clothing, perfume, and come in a time I tell you. And he doesn't know. He's a slave. And she make everybody sit down, and she get them fruits and sharp knife. And she said, Joseph, come. And Yusuf alayhi salam came. And the moment you saw him, and he was doing something with the fruit, and they starting cutting their finger, and they do not feel it. Just from the eyes, was focusing in the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. And right away they said, Hasha lillah. Oh, the creator, he's not a human being, he's an angel. From the pretty, from the beautiful, and the beauty and the pretty of Joseph alayhi salam. They said, she said to them, now you tell me, this is the one you claim I'm guilty of. I'm telling you now, if he did not follow my command, I will give him something to remember. Now look at the woman of society. They are good women. They went, oh Joseph, be nice. It is your lady. She's lovely. Take care about her. What's the big deal? She's this, she's that. And they tried to persuade him. They tried to persuade him from every angle. Imagine now a young man in this atmosphere and all this woman around him. We give you this, we do this for you, just do it, this. Listen to her, she's your woman. And they start keep persuading him. And he's refusing. At this time, according to the report and Quran, he asked Allah, oh Allah, if you do not save me from them, I can be weak and commit mischief. And I do not want to be doing it. I do not want to be among those who commit mischief and disobedience to you, ya Allah. Now, according to the Quran, Allah showed him a sign. What sign? A lot of people talk about it, but we do not have any authentic report. By this way, we take what Quran said is Allah showed him a sign. This sign to make him steadfast and not be following his own temptation or the temptation of other, because Prophet and Messenger do not have temptation like we said. And he did not do it right away, like usual. What did he do? The easy way out of the problem. Oh, my husband, oh, my dear, put him in jail. By this way, nobody knows what's going on. To come the voices, they plot any situation, just put him in jail. Now they put him in jail. And even he said, oh, Allah, decision, the jail is better for me than committing something. And in here also we learn, always the governor and the big people can put anybody in jail for no any reason. You do not have to be guilty of anything. You can be just innocent, but you are in the wrong time, in the wrong place about something, and they want to get rid of you, and one of the ways to put you in jail. And this is what happened to Yusuf alayhi salam. Now is number what? 7. Now that from living in luxury in palace, now you are in jail. And for how long? Allah knows. What you done? You know what happened? Is this easy? Is this easy? Now, when he was in jail, at this time, according to some report, he was in the beginning of his own revelation, meaning the beginning of the prophecy. Now Allah started give him now show up his own prophecy. How? When people who was with him in the cell, he used to tell them about what food they will have, what the food will eat before the food arrive. And he started give them interpretation about different things and wisdom. Also, don't forget, do you know what his job was in jail? Inviter to Allah. Because he was the only Muslim at this time. Believe in Allah and the oneness of God. By this way, he now is acting as inviter to Allah in jail. And also we have to stop in here for a moment. If you look at all messenger and prophets, you have to go to different calamity. Especially what we call it waqf al-tarbiyah. A timing of preparation for revelation. What you need at this time? You need patience, faith in Allah, steadfast, and complete contentment of what Allah give you. Is any different than us? No. He sets the example for us, but on a high level. And also is, messenger and prophet, they need a spare time. They need a time by themselves to worship, to meditate. Similar to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he used to go to the cave of Hira before revelation, to sit alone, to think, to wonder and ponder about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similar Ibrahim alayhi salam. Okay? And also is this lonely alone for anyone generates sincerity between you and Allah. Generate patience. Generate many quality. This quality you cannot gain it around people. Only you gain it when you are alone with Allah. What the people said about him? Inna naraka la min al-muhsinin. We see you among the people of pious people. We consider you a pious person. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, رُؤْيَ الْمُؤْمِنْ جُزْ مِنْ سِتَّةَ وَأَرْبَعِينَ جُزْءًا مِنَ النَّبُوَّةِ. The right vision of the believer is a part of from 46 part and level from the gift of Nubuwwah, prophecy. And in here I have to stop for a moment. What is the real vision? Real vision coming from Allah or angel or pious people. And it has to be in a certain time, or most of the time, and always a sign. It's not a crazy story about what's happening to you in the daytime. And we will see it right now, how it works. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when Joseph alayhi salam, he grew up, we give him, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ أَيْتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. When Joseph alayhi salam grew up, we give him knowledge and wisdom and steadfast, and those are the sign of us as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we give it to those who are good to us, muhsinin. Now all of a sudden he has new visitor in the jail. Who they are? The man, the head of the baker of the king, and the bartender. Both of them now in his, in his own cell. And after a few time, whatever, at some time, they do not know what's going on. It was a plot and plan in the palace. Hop, they put them in jail. One day, one of them, he saw a dream. a vision. The another one, he saw another vision. What's the vision of the baker? He said, I saw me with a basket of a bread in the top of my head and the bird eating from it. And the bartender, he said, I saw a great bunch and I'm squeezing in a glass for the king. Can you tell us what we saw? After hesitation, with the knowledge of his quality, Joseph, he said, I will tell you about you, the one, the bartender. You will be free very soon and you will go back to your job for the king. And you, the one you work for the head of the baker department in the palace, you will be put in a cross and you will be killed and the bird will eat from the top of your head. No. He panicked. He said, listen, what I tell you is finished. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرَ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ. The topic is closed. Nothing I can do. You can panic, no panic, you will see. And very soon, the king soldier came, and the one, the baker, he found him guilty, and he was in the cross, and he killed him. And the one, he was like a bartender, he go back to the job. At this time, we have to step and stop for a moment to see what Joseph said to the bartender. He said, when you go back to the king, please remind him about my case. Maybe he will do something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Quran, when he did this, Allah let the shaitan make the man, the bartender, forget. And Allah let Joseph stay in jail for more many years. Some report is almost more 10 years. After the bartender get out. As a part, some scholar, the early scholar of Islam agree, Joseph made a mistake. Tiny mistake. And tiny mistake of a prophet, not like us. He get punished with it right away. Joseph, who saved him from the well? Allah. Who saved him from his brother? Allah. Who saved him from every calamity? Allah. Who helped him with Allah to save him? Only Allah saved him. Now you asking somebody? Can you see it now? Now you asking the man, maybe he will help you? Okay. I make the man forget, and you stay more 10 years. What we learning from that? Faith in Allah only. And nobody else can do anything without Allah. But why Allah allow it? Every action Allah allow it in the life of Messenger and Prophet, for a wisdom, for them and for us. Can you see? Now, all of a sudden, the bartender working with the king, and he heard. The king has a dream, he has a vision. Nobody know what to do. The king one day, he has a dream. The following day, he has a dream. And he go nuts. He gather all the wise people, all the knowledgeable people. Tell me, iftuni, tell me what's happening. Oh, don't worry about it. You just eat late. You know, it doesn't mean nothing. It's just some dream. Don't worry about it. The king is still upset. He's really aching. He feel like something is really important, but he doesn't know what to do. What he saw. Listen now how the vision work. You see, or if you see the vision of the people in jail, always a sign. Do not tell me, oh, and somebody ran, and my daughter came, and she was dressing like that. And no, this is shayateen. Vision always sign. Something means something. What the king see in one day? He saw 7 big cows, very healthy cows, and 7 another cows, very skinny, coming all of a sudden from the river, eating the 7 healthy big cows. He was scared. 7 cows swallowing and eating 7 cows, and the skinny one eating the healthy one? It doesn't make sense. And the following day, he find another dream. 7 sumbula, 7 branch of wheat, full. And 7 branch of wheat, skinny, have nothing, eating the 7 one. Again, he said, what is going on? He cannot understand and comprehend. This man, he's giving him the drink, he listening. He said, oh king, allow me to go. I can get you some news. Let me go to the jail. I know this man in the cell. He used to have some knowledge. He said, go. He go. When he go to Joseph alayhi salam, Yusuf, he tell him, oh Joseph, the king has this dream. What do you think? He said, I will tell you. In one condition. Tell him. He didn't say nothing, but he tell him first. He tell him the 7 cows eating 7 cow, you will have 7 year very beautiful, and 7 year will be very, very dry. And if this is the case, save the weeds in their own branches for the another 7 years. When the king heard it, he said, get me this man. I need to meet this man who have such knowledge like that. Now he went, his people went to him, tell him, come on, the king want you. He said, excuse me, I'm not coming out. I came in here as guilty. Tell him to take care about my case first. I want to know what's happening. Tell him to open my case and see what happened. And otherwise, I'm not coming to him. Why? He do not want to go cheat something for something. He know he didn't do anything. He won't go with dignity. The king, again, this people was king, but they have justice. He said, what happened? They said, years ago. They know, according to Hamza's report, it was 30 years. Close to 30 years in jail. Almost 20 and the 10 extra. You remember? Some reports, they said 21, some 25, 27. Anyway, it was big amount of years. Now they bringing the woman. Now the woman getting old. What happened? They said, oh, we will bear the truth. We say the truth. We were bear witness. We asked him to do, and he never did it. He's pure from all the sins. Now the woman, and according to some report, was a relative of the king and the wife of the head of the governor of the Egypt. He said, come here. What happened? She said, now hashas al-haq. Now the truth has been shown. I'm the one who tried, but he never did nothing. He was honest and clean and pure, and he never did anything. Now the king said, let him coming with dignity. He never been committing any adultery or any mistakes. Now Joseph alayhi salam, Yusuf coming with complete dignity. Now the king come and tell him, sit down. Tell me what's going on. And remember in here, let's stop for a moment. Look at again the wisdom. How many years of calamity one after another? I'm going to tell you now what I did not tell you before. Total amount of year between the time he had been dropped in a well until now is close to 50 years. And not yet. Let's wait. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسَفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأَ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَالْأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said something in here very beautiful. This is our way to give the status to whom, which is Yusuf alayhi salam, be patient, to be doing whatever he wants. This is our mercy. We give it to whom we want, we choose. And we do not forget those the good one. And the reward of the hereafter is better for those who believe and they fear Allah. Now, the king asked him to be the treasurer of Egypt. Imagine now, from being in jail, do not know even when you're going to be free, just free, and even you do not know what's going on, to be the treasurer of Egypt. You the one you say, do what to do. He gave him the whole key of doing everything. He gave him the stamp of the king, the ability to do whatever he wants. And now the vision start coming up. 7 years go by, and the 7 years, he took care about what? He saved. And this also another piece of knowledge of the prophecy. He was the first one to give them the knowledge how to save wheats without being eaten from any insect by telling them, leave the weeds in its own sumbula, in its own branches. Because we find out from technology, by saving the weeds in its own branches, it live longer. It live longer and completely intact. And yes, now they save it for the another 7 years coming drought. 7 years coming with complete drought. Nothing giving. The earth is not giving. The animal is not giving. Now he using what he's saving for the 7 year drought. And the rest of the dream, and 1 year will come by after the 15, which is a 15 year. 7 good, 7 dry, and 1 year will be so beautiful for everyone. Now his job to take what is good in the 7 and start gives him up in a nice way to make sure everybody get in a time of a drought. And this is what Joseph did. At this time, remember, where is Jacob and his family? Near Jerusalem, Al-Quds. And he's in Egypt now. And at this time, Egypt was so good to the point she was the only one producing and giving to all the neighbor countries, because the drought was all massive. Look at the wisdom. Now his brother coming one day in a caravan. They used to come trade. They go to the Department of Treasure and Goodness, whatever it is in Egypt. And they said, okay, we have this merchandise. Please give us some wheat and some milk and some this, some that. You know? And the Department of Egypt take whatever goods you have and give you and instead some, you know, wheats and whatever I needed. Who was the one controlling all that? Joseph, Yusuf alayhi salam. He looked at them, he recognized them, but they did not recognize him. At this time, what he said? And he recognized his young brother. No, I'm sorry. His young brother, he was not with them. He said, give them whatever they want. And he said to the people who work for him, and give them their merchandise back. And said, do not come back. You have anybody in the family? They said, yes, we have only one young brother. He said, okay, bring him with you next year. If you come without him, nothing for you. He said, but our father will not take. He said, you bring in your young brother or you do not come. And nothing for you. And when they went to his father, their father, they find out the wheats plus their merchandise back and some goods. He said, oh, our father, this man was so good to us. And he said, if we do not come back next year with our young brother, he will not give us. We have to take him. They keep persuading them. Now Jacob, Yaakov, he said, excuse me, you plot and plan once, you won't get another one. Enough is enough. And they keep again persuading him. And he said, we will try, we will try, we will try. And now Joseph alayhi salam, according to Quran, he said, you want me to believe you and feel secure after what you did to Joseph? He said, oh, our father, this time we will give you all the wells, all the paper, everything. We will stamp it. We will make sure our son, your son, will come back. He said to them, whatever what you plot and plan to do, it will not save me from what Allah has been written. Now you see the wording of Messenger and Prophet, very important. And Yusuf alayhi salam, he accepted for something he knew. Now look at the trial and believe in Allah in the meantime. He feels the destiny has to take place. He knows a trial has to take place. And as a human being, he fears of what's happening and what his brother is plotting and plan. But he knew and he believed destiny of Allah has to take place. Do you know why? You have to go back. He's a prophet and he's a messenger of Allah. He knew. He's a messenger and he knew. Is his son saw a dream and he understood. The dream meaning Joseph has to take a status so big. But the time is not yet. By this way, he go back and he believe of what Allah said. Now, Jacob accepted. He gives him Benjamin, his young brother. The one he used to love him, similar to Yusuf. Now they go. Now when they went right away, Joseph took Benjamin aside and he explained to him who he is. But he told him, don't tell nobody. Everybody have his mule or his camel full of the merchandise and wheats. And before they left, they used to have things like a big jar, a golden jar, which they give like the amount. Like they fill it up, and this will be like, you know, 1 liter, 2 liter, whatever. Okay? Big golden jar, they used to take it as
a measure.
The measure. He hide it in the stuff belonged to Benjamin, his young brother. And they left. By the time they left, his own people run after them. They steal the cup of the king. Go get them. Oh, the thief, come here, stop it. Now is he coming. We're not a thief, we're not this people, we never do mischief on earth, don't blame that one. He said, okay, we are people of justice. We will open the stuff of everybody and we look for the king come. Whoever will be with him, he is a criminal. They said, you are right. Whoever have it, he will know the one. And Joseph, he make everyone, he start with the biggest one. And he goes step by step until up. Only the youngest one. They said, please, not this. Take any one of us, but not him. They said, no. We decided from the beginning, rule is a rule. We will not take except the one who took it. We are the people of justice. Go. Now, the biggest son, he start crying. Said, I am not leaving Egypt. Go back to my father. I cannot do it. What do you want me to tell him? Enough is enough. Now they went to Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam, and they very, now Yaqub alayhi salam crying. But in meantime, he is sad, he's crying, he make dua to Allah, but he believe in what Allah promised. And he tells them, go back, look for him. Do not have despair of the mercy of Allah. And he started losing his vision from crying. And they said, well, you will keep crying until you use your mind and you use your everything. You will destroy yourself. He said, my brother, my sons, go look for them. Maybe Allah will bring them all together. And he said to them something. Go. They went. When they went back to Egypt and they start trying to find out what going on, by the way, something happened also in the time when happened with his own brother, Benjamin. They said, oh, by the way, his own brother did it before. He was a thief, meaning Joseph. They tell him that. His brother too was a thief, not only him. Imagine what kind of brother is that? All of a sudden, yeah, he's guilty. And his own brother, the one before that, he was guilty too. He was a thief. And Yusuf alayhi salam, he kept it quiet and he didn't say nothing. And after he gives them all, everything, they tell him that. Imagine, after he be good to them, he tell them that. And after they tell him that, he said, I am Joseph. Oh, you are good, you always good. Look at the language now. And he said, this is my son, this is my brother, Benjamin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us. And he gave us the upper status. Whoever be patient and fear Allah, Allah never betrayed him. And Allah never let him go down. They said to him, O ta'ala lillah, la qad atharaka Allahu alayna, wa in kunna la khata'in. You have been chosen, and Allah elevate you more than us, and we are the wrong one. What Joseph alayhi salam said, Yusuf? He said, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. No anything from my heart against you. Go. And this was the Prophet ﷺ said it when he entered Mecca. He said to the same, to his people, his tribe, after they torture him for over 15 years or 17 years. He said, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. I said what my brother Yusuf said, عليه السلام, اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء. Go, you are free. And we hear, we stop and we see the quality of Messenger and Prophet and what Allah want. When somebody commit mischief against you, what you do? You forgive. You forgive for Allah. You forgive for Allah. May Allah make us among those who have af and suffer and forgiven. At this time now, Joseph, he started giving now his own prophecy. By the will of Allah. He take his shirt out. And he said to his own brothers, "Took my shirt. Take my shirt. And go throw it in the face of my father. He will come without blindness. His blindness will go away." Now, according to some report, by the time the caravan leaving Egypt from Egypt, Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam, in Jerusalem, he said, "I'm smelling the smell of Joseph. This one has a prophecy, this one has a prophecy." The caravan is almost 1 month away. And he smell, and he tell his own family, "I smell Joseph is coming." They said, "Oh, you are old man. Number one, you become blind and now you're losing your brain. You're still having all this hallucination." He said, "I know what you not know. Inni a'lam min Allah ma la ta'lamun. I know from Allah what you do not know." And he said it many times. Now when the caravan came and his brother came running with a shirt and dropped it in his face, he became, his vision came back to him. He said, "You did not remember what I tell you? Inni a'lam min Allah ma la ta'lamun. I know from Allah what you do not know." At this time, what the brother and the sons of Jacob tell him, Yaqub, they ask him to forgive him. Now everything is clean. Now everything show up. They cannot hide anymore. What he said, سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي. He delayed. He said, "I will ask Allah to forgive me." According to the early report, they said that in one of the days of the week, he said, "I'm going to wait until the end of the last third of the night, in the night of Friday, to ask Allah is a blessing time to forgive you." Now, all of them going to Egypt. The father, because he asked Joseph, Yusuf, he said, "Go and bring all your family." According to the report, it was almost close to 70. The whole family, father and mother and all the brothers and relatives. And now once they arrive in the throne of the king, and he's sitting with the key of the king, and everybody prostrate to the ground to him. At this time, Yusuf alayhi salam teared, and he tell, "Oh my father, my vision, Allah give it to me when I was young, Allah make it truth today. يا أبتي هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل قد جعلها ربي حقا وقد أحسن بي إذ أخرجني من السجن وجاء بكم من البدو من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم." Oh my father, this is the interpretation of what I've seen when I was young. Allah make it truth. And he always good to me. He saved me from the well. He get me out of jail. And he put me in this status. And he bring you prostrate to me. And he bring you all to me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's joining our heart together as a brother. After shaitan has been giving his poison inside our heart. Inna Rabbi Latifun Lamma Yasha. Allah, He knows the ultimate detail about everything when He wants. هو العليم والحكيم. He is the most knowledgeable. Allah, the owner of knowledge, and He is all wise. Now, a beautiful dua from Yusuf alayhi salam. At this moment, look at what Yusuf alayhi salam said. Rabbi, O Allah, قد آتيتني من الملك. You have given me from the status and the kingdom. وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث. And you teach me all the interpretation of vision. فاطر السماوات والأرض. The creator of the earth and the sky. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. You are my supporter and my caretaker in this life and hereafter. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Make me die as a Muslim and resurrected me with the good people. Now in here we call it adab al-nubuwa, the manner of messenger and prophet. He's a messenger. But he did not say, Oh Allah, I am your messenger. No. He said, Oh Allah, you take care about me all this year. You are my guardian in this life and hereafter. Make me die as a Muslim. Look at the humble and humility to Allah in this moment. And resurrected me among the good people. He did not add himself. Look at the humble and humility. And this is again something we have to think about it. Is the manner of messenger and prophet. Eight or 18?
18.
18. 142. Masha'Allah. Now, and this reminds us, do you know at this time, according to the report, Jacob saw his son after 80 years. After 80 years, approximately, Jacob have meeting his own son, Yusuf. What kind of calamity is that? Your son go away, never come back, and you do not know if he coming back or if you want to see him. For 80 years. What kind of a trial like that? And after that he lived for another 23 years, and he died in the age of 120. Approximately, and he asked his own people to bury him next to his father and his own grandparents with Ibrahim alayhi salam in Khalil near Jerusalem. Now, this is the story of Jacob and Joseph alayhi salam. We have many lessons from it. I'm going to go through it quick. Number one, the warning from Allah of envy, jealousy, oppressor. The warning from Allah about the role of shaitan of deceiving us from our goal and corrupted our heart. We learning from that is the amount of calamity and a trial and examination we have to go through it. And all messenger and prophet went through it. The fear it happened of the unknown in the will. Being sold with a few cents and a few dirham. To be a slave in a palace and you do not know what to do, and all the fitna and all the trial inside the palace and luxury, and a woman and desire and temptation. The trial inside the jail. The knowledge and the wisdom Allah give him. The trial of being in a status and having money. And by the way, according to the report, Yusuf alayhi salam at this time, he used to fast every single day. Meaning he eat one day and he fasting one day. And when they ask him, you are the king and the owner of treasure, and you fasting? He said, I do not want to stop fasting. By this way, I do not want to forget the poor people. Faith, yaqeen, fear, Allah, taqwa, patience. To be forgiven others when you can, meaning when you have the ability to forgive those who are committing mischief against you. Humble and humility to Allah. Pray to Allah in a time of calamity and only rely on Allah. And we have a story about when he asked the bartender to go and ask the king to help him, and we see what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he prays patience in over 77 verses in Quran, and the importance of patience in our journey of Iman. Patience over all the calamity. Patience when the time of people take him. Patience of the temptation and desire. Patience in the time of jail. Patience when you are having all the wealth. All this need patience. And being good and generous with those who oppress you, which is very high, very beloved to Allah. And all that, and Joseph alayhi salam busy of doing da'wah to Allah. He did not forget his duty. And if you read Surah Yusuf, you will find out always he was inviter to Allah, even in jail. He was not crying, oh, you saw what happened to me and the woman of Aziz. No, he never did this. He never keep crying about the people, about what happened to him. No, he rely on Allah and he give da'wah to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, in al-hukm illa lillah. The and the destiny has been already done by Allah. And he command us, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Do not worship anybody except Allah. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. This is a good faith, but وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And the majority of people, they do not know. This is the main advice now. And I do not have time in this tape, but I want you to go and study the advice after that in Quran in the end of chapter Surah Yusuf. Because all this chapter have something in common. The one it has names, the story, and after that the advice of the Allah to the Prophet Muhammad, and meaning the advice for all of us. And each one of the unique, and one of the early scholars said, if you read Quran, Quran will read you, and none of us will be except among one of the story in Quran. You have to be belong to one of the story. You have to. One way or another. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said something beautiful. He said the most wise people, regular people, were three. In people. The woman, the wife of this man in the palace, when she said to her husband, when she saw Joseph, be kind to him, maybe we will use him one day. meaning she has farasa. Farasa meaning she has very deep wisdom. And also the woman, for she was in the desert and she saw Moses in a time of drinking from the well, and she said, "Oh my father, this man is a good. Why you do not rent him for us to be working for us?" And later he become her own husband. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, before he died, he decided and he chose Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu as the second Khalifa. These people, Allah gives them a deep knowledge. And also we learn about the vision and how the vision looked like. And it's not just a bunch of, you know, hocus pocus, no. Really, signs. Signs about something. And now, we're coming to the end of Surah Joseph alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam. And each one of us has to step in every teaching of the story and ask ourselves where we are. From passion, from envy, jealousy, how much we obey Allah, how we follow the steps of shaitan which we're not supposed to. All this we have to learn from it. And when we read the stories of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran of the Messenger and Prophet, we have to really think deep about what? We think deep about where am I from these people? Because they are teacher to us. They set example for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to realize who we are, where we're going, and how much we learn from the wisdom and the teaching of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran. And we have to remember how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the story in a time of calamity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which by himself, he was all of a sudden has no any support in this life completely. And can you see now something similar? Is to make us learn who to rely on him. And in any given time, who is the only one can support you? Who is the only one can benefit you? Who is the only one can take you from any calamity and save you? It's Allah. And how important to only seek refuge and seek help and support only from Allah. And otherwise, Allah can give us a trial and expand the trial as a punishment from Allah of bad manner between us and Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have the truth of yaqeen, faith, the truth of patience, to give us the sincerity, to give us ikhlas, to give us taqwa, to give us all the quality Allah wants. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim fil alameen. Innaka hamidun majeed. Allahumma arzuq nufusana taqwaha. Allahumma zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Allahumma arzuqna ilman nafi'an. Wa rizqan wasi'an wa shifa'an min kulli da'. اللهم ارزقنا هداك ورضاك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.